Welcome to Rest Leads to Revenue. This is your host, Donetta Mooring, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep, to grow our business, and improve your health and wellness. I am pleased to have my special guest, David Murphy. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for sharing your experience and your expertise. I'm going to get right to it. The question I have is, who do you serve as far as in our community?
Well, I serve as mankind, but my target market is Black, African, Indigenous, Black people, put it that way. That's who I have what you may call the Moses spirit. We don't put down any group or race of people, but we try to uplift our own. And there's a disparity here in the United States and throughout the world that we don't get our fair, what you say, our fair market value. When I say that, I mean that we own less than 1% of the media. So therefore, we have a very small voice. And that's why I'm on here with you, Donetta, because you are a voice. I'm a voice, and we need to combine these voices just to make some serious noise so that people can get information by us and for us.
That is so, so true, and I thank you for that. And I definitely agree, because I am one of the national publishers as far as your newspaper, and for the first time in years, I actually have a voice, and it really feels good that I'm educating and I'm contributing and I'm enlightening others. So I do thank you for that. Now, the next question I have is, why is this so important to you?
Well, it's not so much so important to me. I'm on what some may call a mission. And, you know, and I like to tell people, those who have ears will understand what I'm saying. My steps are ordered. I am sent. And when I say I'm on this mission, it's by divine inspiration. As I mentioned to you earlier, there's a disparity throughout this world where the original man, Black people, has been, you know, we were the first nine, it seems as though we the last. And we have been robbed, pillaged, and enslaved. And so now it's time to set the record straight, you know. And so I believe that all God created all men equal. But unfortunately, some men don't see it that way. And so to set the record straight is that we want to bring out information that's going to help people. And I just happen to be the recipient of a great master plan that can let people know information that's coming from the National Black Unity News is this. Like I said, it's solution-oriented. We don't, like I said before, we don't put down any group or race of people, but we uplift our own. And information comes from people like yourself, Donetta Mooring, has a page in our publication where you enlighten people about the services you provide. And this is why I say this is untamed, untapped, because when, like I said, you're the expert in your field and you get to share information to our audience, you get to educate people about why your services are so good for them. And we have a collective voice of other like-minded people who has come together for the sole purpose of uplifting our people. We have, on the average, about 20-something different editors or business owners who has come with different professions, and they all come and they share information that's going to enhance people's quality of life. And so I just happen to be the recipient, and guess what else, Donetta? I am a living example of what discrimination has done. So I came up in the 50s and 60s, and I had firsthand, I actually stood at a counter where they wouldn't wait on me. I actually sit in classroom where I was a minority student in the classroom, and I watched how they treated me, how they treated other people. I had a job or employment where I was the only one of my kind in the whole department. So I had firsthand knowledge about the disparities that takes place. But at the same time, I also know that all men are created equal. And we all have contributions to make. It's just that, you know, some men have small minds and they still believe in superior races and things like that. But I'm sent because not only have I lived it, but then again, I've been blessed with a plan that can help alleviate that situation where we can uplift our own. We can keep some of that money that we spend on an annual basis amongst ourselves so that we can build better communities, better families, and better futures.
That is wonderful, and I really do appreciate you sharing your experience, because I think that's important for people to know that it's just not something you talk about, it's something that you experience, so I do thank you for that. Now, the other question I have is, can you share the impact of not getting enough sleep has on your business and or your clients?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people who aspire to go into business. But then there's a host of us out here who is ingrained in us. You know, I always tell people, God puts in every man a measure of gifts. And if a man or a woman nurtures those gifts, their gifts will make a way for them. And so when you believe in what you're doing, and you get up in the morning, that's what you think about, and you strive for this, then people like me, we get very little sleep sometimes because we're always thinking. My mind never stops. It's constantly moving, always thinking of a better or a new way or how to put out this far, you know, or this kind, you know, all sorts of things be going on. So I work during the day. I get up in the wee hours of the morning. I work. And it's not work to me, actually, will say, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It just, I'm inspired, but at the same time, there's balances in life. And when you don't get enough proper sleep, then it throws you off your balance, because sometimes when you have to make major decisions, which I have to do often, and if you're tired and sleepy, you don't make sometimes the most wise decisions. And not only that, you know, because I'm constantly, I'm 68 years old now, and I'll be 69 this year. And as you grow older, you know, I mean, even when you're younger, sleep is extremely important. Your mind and your body has to rest in order for it to proper functionally. And unfortunately, people like myself, I'll get a 2 hour sleep here, sometimes four, sometimes then you sleep an hour during the day, 3 hours. You know, it's not a good night's rest. And then when you don't have that, and I'm living proof of this as well, stress can come upon you, even though you love what you do and doing like that. But when you have issues, especially when I take on the kind of work that I do, is try to save my people. And we are large people. We all over the world. It's throughout the diaspora, and that's a large undertaking. But to me, I feel responsible. And then when you feel responsible, and like I said, you're constantly trying to do this, and you constantly try to do that, and you're not getting your proper rest, and if you're not hitting the mark, because I have my ceiling is extremely high. You know, my glass ceiling is high. And I feel bad sometimes because I'm not reaching it, or maybe I have not achieved what I set it up to because it's so high. But not having that proper sleep and stress and everything else can shut down the whole body. And I had a multitude of operations, heart disease, blood pressure. I have them all. And I do believe that's not getting, one of the reasons is I'm not getting proper rest.
That is so, so true. And thank you for sharing that. And I want to thank the listeners that we get ready to take a short break. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as #3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonqueChavette.com. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Donetta D. Moore. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner. Gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it.
Thank you for listening to Wrestlers to Revenue. We are back now with our special guest, David Murphy, publisher of the Black National Unity News. And David, I do have some more questions to ask. What do you think your unique lifestyle has, and how it has improved your business?
Well, again, you had to walk into your volition, so to speak. You know, you had to walk into your calling, and when you do that, and you set out every day, like I say, my glass ceiling is extremely high. But as long as I'm moving toward the mark, it makes a difference. If I can just help one person every day, or if I can put out information, again, that can enhance people's quality of life, then it's so rewarding. Because, like I say, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but to have purpose, a purpose for living, a purpose for your being, is such a powerful thing. You know, some people live their entire life, and they go to work, they do a lot of good stuff, they support, they feed their family, but they, like I said, every man has a vision within them. Some people have multitude of visions or purposes. And if you don't walk in them, and if you don't do them, it's not like, it's like I've seen so many people, my compatriots, people that I've grown up with, and we get low, we talk deeply, we get heavy into subject matters. And most of the people I've known had a life full of regrets because they didn't do this, they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And now they just get, well, I'm too old now to, you know, do this and do that. But see, when I get up in the morning, and every day, no matter, sometimes I beat myself because I don't do enough. That's my problem. But at the same time, it's so rewarding, so rewarding. And not only that, it's life altering. And matter of fact, the things that I've done because of the work, the type of work we've done, we actually have saved people's lives. We enhanced their quality of life. And so it's so rewarding. And even this, what you just said earlier, Don, you're one of the editors in the National Black Unity News. And the information that you put in this publication, see, you may never know the impact that you're having. But I can guarantee you that this I do know, because I get feedback. They call me. And they say, man, this article is about this, and this preacher, you know, did this. And people pick up this publication and say they love it. Not because of who I am, but to see it's people like you, Donetta, makes the publication. I'm just a conductor. I'm the orchestrator. But it's you and everybody who writes in this publication is putting out the powerful words that change people's life. And one thing about words, I don't care what form it comes into. It could be a broadcast just like this one, a newspaper, a spoken word, a song. Through a book, words do not come back void. Once they are spoken or read, they're there forever. They always circulate. They don't come back, because I don't care what you have heard since the day you was born, it's still within your mindset. You may not recall all of it, but it's still there. People that said something to you when you were an infant baby, it's still in your mindset. And so that's how powerful. And God, the first thing he does was spoke words. And so that's how powerful they are. He said, let it be, and it was. And see, when you put out information like that, and it comes from your heart, comes from your being, then you send it out there. And see, a publication, just what you're doing in it, you're doing it not only in this environment right now, this broadcast, but through the publication. See, you're putting out words. You're putting out information that can save people's lives. The information you put out there, I read it. And now I know why sleep is so important in my life, because of you. I wouldn't have known this if you didn't project that out there. Now, I heard about sleep from other sources, but then I don't take a lot of other sources that seriously sometimes, because a lot of them sources don't have me in their best interest. But I know you do. We go a long way back, and we had great conversation, and your heart is in there. You want to help people. You're not doing this just to get paid or anything like that. This is a calling. You save people a lot of stress. You know, people have accidents and car accidents, drinking and drugging because of lack of sleep and stress and all this kind of stuff. And here you giving them an outlet saying, look here, maybe you wouldn't have been so stressed. Maybe you and your wife wouldn't have had that fight. Maybe you wouldn't have got fired. Maybe you wouldn't have hit that person if you had proper rest and then you could operate it in your natural being. But because we so stressed out, and a lot of that stress comes from lack of sleep, you know, you'd be surprised the snowball effect that stuff has on people's lives. But again, back to your original question is this. Your words are so powerful. All our words. And the things you say, like in the Bible, it said, the tongue is like a two-way sword. It cuts both ways. You know, lies and truth come out there. Life and death come out of the tongue.
It's true.
Yeah, back to you, Don, before I get off.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just, woo, that is, oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited, everything that you said. And that is so true. There's so many things that you touched on. I know the one thing I'm really proud of that I always share a lot, that I've been an entrepreneur for 40 years, and it's such ingrained in my DNA. I just love it, and I agree. I'm constantly thinking and doing, and, you know, the only difference is I make sure I get sleep because I can't function. And when I don't get proper sleep, I feel sick, but that's because I'm very in tune with myself, and that I know that. And then I recognize it. And I always share with people, can you imagine that you just not paying attention, and how many preventive diseases that we can avoid by getting proper sleep? And here you live in proof that you know that. And the thing about it is so important to share that. Yes, people just take it for granted. They just think, I get to it when I feel like it. But sleep is just as important as air, because I read Dr. Simon, that he stated that if you do not sleep for 11 days, you can die. And also hallucination can begin. So that's the other thing too, that we don't realize how mental illness can come from not getting proper sleep. So I really do appreciate you sharing all that powerful information. Okay, whew, that sure was a lot. So thank you. Now, the other question now, since you have gone through so much and you recognize and realize and now you respect sleep, have there been anything that you have done now to try to get proper sleep, even if it means taking power naps and you feel better afterwards?
Well, yes, like I said before, you know, just and recently, like I said, and I thank you for this, is this, that, you know, when I begin to see, when you get older, they say wisdom set in, but, you know, it don't set in until you take heed. And I always knew and heard about, you know, you need this balances in life. But we take things for granted when we say balance. But as I got older, and I know that the seeds I plant today, I may never see the fruition of it. I may not see, you know, to the end of it. Just like Martin Luther King, I've been to the mountaintop. I may not get there with you. But regardless, see, if the seeds we plant today, they will prosper and grow if we put them in good ground. Now, you know, since I've learned from reading your articles about the importance of sleep, now I take today, I do this. You know, I wake up in the wee hours of the morning, and I could be half sleepy, and I know, and before I would just sit there, I force myself, I got to go work because that's why I'm waking up. I have to do this, I have to do that. Not now. What I do now, I say, I'm not even going to try to work. I'm not going, like I said, because, you know, I got proper time to do this, but like I say, it's a time for this, and it's a time for that. And right now, this is time for me to get some proper rest. And so what I do something, I turn on one of my favorite movies, put it on television, because when I watch a favorite movie, it relaxes me and it puts me straight back to sleep, especially mm-hmm. something I really like want to see. There could be some crazy type of movie, so I'll sit there and watch it all night long. I don't understand that part, but in any case, I'll put something on within a half hour, I'm back to sleep again. So I wake up, like, you know, and then next thing you know, I add 3 or 4 more hours to my rest, and then when I, in the morning, I'm fresh, and then I can think more clearly. I focus more and see, and then I'm beginning to understand balance. You know, it's good to work. It's good to do that. But like I say, if you want production, you want to be more effective, then you have to have balance in your sleep. You have to have balance in your work. You can't be 90% working this, that. You got a family that you have to associate. You have people you have to deal with. You got to really bring some true balance in your life. And if you want to be a real happy camper out there, listen to my voice very carefully. It's good to work. It's good to fulfill your visions and your dreams. But if you want to be well-rounded, and that old saying, being healthy, wealthy, and wise, then you need balance. You need proper sleep. You need proper nutrition. You need proper motivation and proper exercise and everything else. You know, you got to fit all of them things in, because one thing, one of those things can bring you down. You lack it in any one of those areas, it can actually bring, matter of fact, it can actually kill you. So back to you, Donetta.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. We'll be right back.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Thank you so much for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue, David Murphy. And David, I want to truly appreciate you, and I'm so grateful that you've taken your time and shared all your experience, your valuable information. It really made a difference in my life, and I know others who are listening too. And I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listener audience how we can support you.
Okay, well, you know, with every journey, it begins with the first step. And, you know, like I said before, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to bring good news to our people. And since I'm here talking to you, since I'm here on this great station right now, I want to first and foremost extend an invitation to you guys to come on board with us. This is not you joining us, or we not joining you. This is a collaboration. If you want to get your word out there and reach masses of people, help me to help you so that we can help ourselves. The National Black Unity News has a format because, like I said, we own less than 1% of the media. We need to connect with one another. How great would it be if I could help sponsor your show and vice versa, you help sponsor mine? That means that we had that devil volume, you know, that devil voice going out there, that collectiveness. And so when an alert come out for our people, you know, we had double voices just between the two of us right now. So I'd like to extend your invitation. Because like I say, the National Black Unity News newspaper is a collaboration of like-minded people who has come together for the sole purpose of uplifting our people. They get information by us and for us. As I mentioned to you before, that we only own less than 1% of the media. And that's all media. All black media combined is less than 1% of the media here in the United States. It's a small voice, but yet it's still a voice. And but what's unique about our publication is this. We are a nationwide circulated newspaper. There's over 200 black newspapers in the United States. And I'm proud to say in the short period of time that we've been in existence, about 2.5 years, we are the number one circulated newspaper in the entire nation right now. And I also have to say this. Our publication is of high quality. I'm talking about from the paper that is printed on. It's full color from cover to cover. Right now we average about 40 pages in it. And we have a host of people like Donetta Morin who put articles in there sharing with you valuable information. Valuable information. And also we have a nationwide black business directory. We just get kicking this off the ground. Where we can, you know, it's an important thing to find out who and where we are. You know, they say we spend $1.2 trillion in this country annually. But I beg to differ with that. I think it's 4 or 5 times greater than that because other sources don't want you to know your true power. And so I think we circulate $5 or $6 trillion annually in this country. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I really have to get this out here. Not only do we spend a great deal of money, but we are the biggest consumers in the world. And I'm going to prove this right now. Why do you think people come from all over the world and will come to a black community They might call it the hood. They might call it the ghetto and set up shops and make a fortune off our people. In the ghetto, as they call it, in the hood. These businesses come from, again, from all over the world and set up shop and then take, extract the money from our community, from the least of us, and they make a fortune. And then they go back to their own community, build better schools and better systems. It's time to flip that switch. And that's one of the purposes of the directory and the National Black Unity News, to get us to support one another. It's greater than just us spending with one another. As I said before, this is how we can build better neighborhoods, better education system for our children, better, and most importantly, provide employment for our own people, because nobody's hiring us right now. If we don't do for ourselves, and nobody's going to come back to save us. We have to do it ourselves. But getting to your, I have to share that with you, Donetta. But, you know, the National Black Unity News can be reached. It's TNBUN.com. That stands for the National Black Unity News. That's TNBUN.com. And to get involved with our director, we have a free service. There's no excuse for you not to participate with us. We also have two other levels that you can join. And you get more services when you have to pay, sir. But nowhere that I can think of that you can get so much bang for your buck, so much advertising and publicity for 1 year for the least amount of dollars. If you know of any system, please let me know. And not only, and that's the same thing along with the National Black Unity News. Now, people look, the ad rates are right inside the newspaper. And a lot of, I have to say this as well. As I mentioned, we have over 200 black newspapers, and their rates are trying to be compatible to the larger community. I'll give you an example. In the Baltimore area, we have a publication called the Sun Paper. Then we have a black newspaper, been around for almost 120-something years, the Afro. And the Afro rates are not compatible with the Sun Paper, but they're close to it. And unfortunately, when you do that, they outprice their own community. The average black business cannot afford to put an ad inside the Afro because it's too expensive. And then if you pay $1,000 for a quarter page ad, it's going to run that one day. And if you don't get your results back in that one day, if you don't pay the $1,000, your money's down the drain. Now, in comparison, you can put a quarter page in the National Black Unity News would probably be about $275. And we did this on, not that we cheapen ourselves, we think less of ourselves, but we did that intentionally so that everybody can afford to participate and advertise their business. We understand that blood, sweat, and tears that people put into their businesses and services. And it's a shame people open up their bricks and mortars and put all their money into their business and then don't have a budget to promote and advertise their business. Before long, you will be shut down. Because if you don't properly promote your business, you're going to fail. So we provide the format so our people can afford to have effective advertising. And at the same time, not only will it stay in our publication is a quarter. It stays in there for 3 months. And then you can also go to our archives and look at the publication, too. Our publication is online as well as a physical paper. So we encourage everybody to get a subscription to this publication. And you can reach us at 443-455-2373. Again, it's 443-455-2373. Our website is tnbun.com. Our directory website is tnbundirectory.com. And if you can call me. My name is David Murphy. I'm the publisher. And I guarantee you that, you know, you won't get a lot of answers, sir. Someone will pick up and we will talk to you, and I'm not hard to get along. We are not hard to get along. Let's talk. Let's reason together. There's no excuse. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to come together. That's why we call it the National Black, and the key word is unity, news. And we need to work together because it's critical times, and I just want to share this in closing, Donetta. We know we're going through a pandemic, and when America get a pinch, Black America going to get a punch. And unfortunately, if we don't start doing for ourselves, we don't start supporting one another. This is the time. And I feel so grateful now because all the work, blood, sweat, and tears that I put into this business and everybody else, now I see why. For such a time as this, our media service, it's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to share critical information like Donetta is sharing sleep and how important it is to us. And we need all of this. Like I said, if we want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise and provide for our future, We have to get involved with our media. We have to share information, and information is power if it's used correctly. And I thank you, and I thank this station for allowing me to be on, because it's an honor and it's truly a privilege to be speaking with you and to your listening audience, because, like I said, we're all in this together. And like I said, I'm sent. Listen to me, Gregor, I'm sent. It's not about making a lot of money. Yes, money, good. We can do great things with money. But most important is about getting information out that can enhance your quality of life. Thank you, Darnetta.
Well, thank you. Now, there is one thing that you did mention that I did want to kind of add. You mentioned that the National Black Unity News has been about 2 years or 2.5, but before that, you had another paper called The Informer for 20 years. So I wanted the listener audience to know that you have experience as a publisher, and this is not your first time around.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I mentioned before, I'm 68 years old. And from the time I started, and when I first started my business, I was at the age of 33. And because of my life being, you know, a series of discrimination, my father went through, I witnessed all this thing, that's when I began to go on my mission. And I started out, not with a newspaper, I started out with a directory. It was called, I can't even think of the name right now, but it was a directory. It was a discount directory. Togetherness Unlimited, that's what it was called. Togetherness Unlimited Discount Directory. And it was, I gave businesses free advertisement, and if they would grant and offer no less than a 5% discount to our cardholders. Then I sold a car for $5 to consumer. I said, if you support our black businesses and services, you can take this $5 card and go in there repeatedly and shop at these businesses, and you save money. So it was a win-win situation. The business owners got free advertising and new customers. The consumers saved money when they patronized black businesses and services, and I made my money by selling the cars in the directory. But Darnetta, a wonderful thing happened during that course of time when I was seeking those businesses out. This before computers was even, anybody even had a computer for in the houses anyway. And I had to physically go all over Baltimore City and find these businesses. Then I had to ask the question, are you a black business owner? And then once I asked them that question, I found out they were black, they shared their stories with me. They told me about how they came involved with their business. Some of them created their own products, goods, and services. Some of them supported Little League teams, was contributing back in the community. But you didn't see them in the Afros and other black publications. And I didn't even know someone lived in my own community. And I was truly shocked that we had so many businesses all over the place, scattered all over the place. And that's when I got the idea that to start a newspaper, because I wanted to highlight those business owners that I met along the way when I was, you know, creating this directory. And I said, these people need to be highlighted. And see, you know, when I first came up in the 50s and 60s, we didn't even own black radio stations at the time. Web was just about coming on. And so during that time, we had very few, and most of them was, you know, sponsored by other things. So when we had black media, the Afro was around, and that was it. That was our main source. And so, and I used to sell the paper. But when I came to the Informer newspaper, ran for 20-something years. And a lot of wonderful things. I had an opportunity to work with so many people, organizations, business owners. And that's how I actually met Darnetta when I was doing the Informer. So I met, like I said, a multitude of people. And I didn't know then. I know now that my whole life has been predestined. When I was going through the discrimination, it was like my life was being orchestrated to do what I'm doing today. Yes. And it's been a wonderful journey, and it's not over with, and all I can do is thank God we're here to serve. So this is not just a money-making thing. This is a mission, as I said in the beginning. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I truly appreciate everything that you have given to us as far as knowledge and experience. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue. Until the next time, sleep heals.
This call is being recorded.
Hallucination. 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 Hallucination.